Why, hello, my wonderfuls. I am due to do my quarterly Q&A. So thank you to everyone who submitted questions. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun? And I hope you guys like this, but wouldn't it be fun if I just edged myself the entire time? So, I have a handy dandy vibrator in my hand, and I'm going to just go through the questions, answer to the best of my ability, and edge myself for you. So, you might hear some vibrations in the background. I'm just going to leave it right on my clit, and if I come, I come, but let's go for it, okay? Okay, so let me go ahead and turn it on. I don't know if you guys can hear that. And let me go ahead and put it. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, this may be a little more difficult than I thought. Let's begin. We'll start with the Patreon questions, and then I'll jump to Fansly as well. So, Zombie asks, what was the one crazy thing that Salem has ever done? Oh, the one crazy thing. That's a good question. He ran out. I was bringing in groceries, and he ran out of the house and right onto the street, and I don't think I've ever been so scared. But I guess that's like a crazy thing that he's done. Polar Moon asks, any phobias? Oh my God, yes. what is the one? Oh, I'm gonna have to look it up, but in fact, let me look it up. But it's the one where, oh, fuck. Where you can't be in, like, the ocean or, like, look in into the dark, deep ocean. Oh, man. Let me see. Oh. Okay, I think I'm going to also, like, every third question or something, I'm going to increase the speed, and we'll see how we go with that, but, yeah. I kind of paused for a second, sorry about that, but I decided to choose a different toy for this, because I feel like this one has a little more variation, and I can control it a little better, so... because I do want to do the whole, you know, increasing the speed. So, let's go ahead and put this one on now. Okay. okay, so, back to the question. The phobia that, that I'm talking about is a thalassophobia. But yeah, I do not like the deep, deep water, deep ocean. It freaks me out. So yeah, good question. Okay. So after Zemo's questions, I will increase the speed on this one. Okay. So Zemo asks, how are you? Did you have a good birthday? Thank you so much for asking. I am doing really good. I wasn't in the beginning of September because I got sick. I'm still getting over it a little bit. And my birthday went really well. So thank you so much for asking. And the next question is there a book or movie that if you could watch or read for the first time again, what would it be? That's a good question. Let's see. I think I'd have to say I would want to watch a movie for the first time again, and I think think I would want it to be Avengers Endgame. Yeah. Avengers Endgame. The next question is, besides audios and writing, is there a hobby you'd like to learn? I'd love to play an instrument. I think that would be really cool. Yeah, but I don't know when I'd have time to do that. And then Zemo's final question is, if the world ended tomorrow, what skill would you have to survive? My medical background, I think, would be the one skill that I would be using to survive. But yeah, good question. That is a hard one, actually. Okay, as promised, I'm gonna up the speed. Oh, fuck, I'm hungry. Oh my God. Okay, username pass asks, do you take any requests for audios? I do, kind of. I am always up for receiving suggestions and requests. I just can't ever guarantee or promise that I will do them. But if you ever have an idea of that's like brewing and that you think I would do really good at or do really well at or whatever, whatever I mean by that, you know, if you think I would do really, really well, please send them my way. I am always open for that. Thank you. What is that? No. Okay. Nova asks, what if you ruled the world? What would your title be? Would you be a tyrant or not? Oh, gosh. First of all, I would not want to rule the world. That seems like a lot of pressure. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. That seems like a lot of pressure. And I would just not want to rule the world. And if I did, though, I would not want to be a tyrant. I would hope I would never be a tyrant. But I also think that with a lot of power comes corruption. So yeah, I would want to surround myself with a whole bunch of people that would keep me in check. And people that would keep those people in check. I just think that that's the safest bet. Okay. No one asks, favorite scene from Buffy the Vampire Slayer Angel? Okay, I never watched the whole Angel series. I watched only a few episodes. Yeah, it kind of lost me when Cordelia and Angel, whatever. I don't even want to get into that. But for Buffy, my favorite scene. Oh, God, there are so many. Okay, I've actually been rewatching them since I've been on this little vacation. So the one that I think is my favorite is when Buffy shoots that bazooka. It's a bazooka, right? At Angel. Because that just, she really honed in, I feel like, that whole badass, like, I'm the fucking slayer, you know, and yeah, I think that was really, really, really well done. I like that whole episode, actually, or that whole storyline, so yeah. Thank you. Okay, I have to up, and I think this is the last setting, so, holy fuck. Okay. Chris asks, what style would your dream home be? Fuck, my fucking dream home would be Spanish style. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Okay. I can get through this. Okay. Kevin asks, is there a movie or a TV series that you would have to sit down and watch completely regardless of how many times you've seen it? Yes, The Office. It's The Office. It's The Office and Park and Rec. Oh my God. Okay. Next question from Kevin is there a movie or TV series that you enjoy but leave running on in the background while you do other things because you already know what happens? Yes. Yes. The Office. Parks and Rec. Buffy. Fuck. And movie would have to be like Mean Girls and Legally Blonde and Clueless. Oh, and Bridesmaids. I love that movie. But I love having background sound on. I have to have something on in the background. And those are ones. Okay. Thank you, Chris and Kevin, for the questions. All right, the final Patreon questions from Nova. Again, is would you rather be an angel or a devil? Better terrain in hell than to serve in heaven. I would. Fuck. Oh, I would rather be an angel because then there's a chance for corruption. And that's my take on that. Oh. Okay. Holy fuck. Okay. Oh, God. Holy fuck. Okay. I think I just have to regather myself, you know? Yeah. Just regather myself. Oh. Okay. Now moving on to Fansly. I think the next setting is just like a pattern. I'm gonna just test it out. I'll just test out the pattern. Oh, it's like little shocks to my clit. Oh, fuck. I don't know if that's better or worse, to be honest. Anyway, moving on now to Fansly questions. 0 asks, what inspired you to do NSFW voice acting? You're very good at it, by the way. Wait, thank you very much, 0. I very much appreciate that. I try my fucking hardest. Really what inspired me was me listening to some naughty fucking audios and getting off. It just set me in the fucking greatest headspace. And I thought maybe I could make so many people fucking come the way I come listening to audio. So yeah. Okay. All right. So. Okay. Zemo asks this or that. So here are some more this or that. Fansly. Beach or lake? Oh, that's hard. Lake. Heels or flats? Flats. Bath or shower? Bath. Long hair or short hair? I'm gonna take it. It's for me. I prefer short hair, actually, but I've been letting my hair grow. Snow or rain? Rain. Kittens or puppies? Oh, good. I'm gonna have to say, Kittens. Both. No, I want both. Puppies. Kittens. Both. Both. Kevin, you've mentioned some of your fantasies before, or Kevin asks, you've mentioned some of your fantasies before. Are there things that are off limits or simply turnoffs for you? Yeah, like a race play is definitely, oh, okay. This is helpful for the current situation I'm in right now. It's helping me keep me grounded. But yeah, race play, minor, you know, things, or minor play or whatever. I am not into that. And like bestiality, that is not something I'm into. Monsters are different, I feel like, than bestiality. So yeah, but there's like, that's a hard limit, hard off limits. Okay. Mike asks, you are in charge of planning a special night out with your lover from beginning to end. Describe how you would like that to turn out. Now this question will get me kind of in the mood again. So let's switch up the pattern. Oh. Okay. Yeah, that'll do. Oh, fuck. Okay, from beginning to end, well, I would obviously keep this a total surprise, but the beginning would be us getting ready together, and I think we would tease each other, because I would want the whole night to be on edge, both of us on edge, just both of us wanting each other so fucking hard until we finally rip each other's clothes off at the end of the night. But yeah, from beginning, just getting ready together, and I think that's so intimate, you know, showering together, me doing my hair while they do whatever they need to do to get ready. Me doing my makeup and them doing finishing touches. Us maybe drinking some wine together. And just enjoying the night. Well, the beginning of the night. And then us going to a nice evening. And I would maybe request a driver, maybe hire a driver for the night, or just do like Uber. But I feel like hiring a driver would be so intimate and sexy. So yeah, I'd hire a driver. And in the car, just again teasing each other in the back seat. Nothing too scandalous. Just touches and grazes, soft kisses. And then we'd go to a nice restaurant. And we'd have a private area. I think that's, I don't know, sexy is the right word. No, I think it's, I don't know, I think it's special. Wow, this is getting me in a real good mood. But yeah, I think it's really special having a private seating area where we could still be part of the public, but we're separated. And then feeding each other the appetizers, sharing more wine or whatever we want to drink. Oh, feeding each other. Soft touches. Gentle kisses. Borderline passionate, a little aggressive with some lip biting. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that sounds good. Huh. Yeah. Oh. That was the last of the questions that were that were there and that were sent to me. I think I have some private questions too, so let me go ahead and pull those up. Okay. Holy fuck. Oh my god. This is so fucking good. It feels so fucking good. Okay, let's see. I thought I could have sworn I had questions from other people. Oh my god. God. Oh my God. Fuck, I think I'm gonna just come right now. God. No.
Fuck.
Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Yes. Oh my God. So fucking good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh my, that was so fucking good. Okay, so I just searched through everything and I don't have any questions that were private or anything like that. So I think that's it. Yeah. Holy fuck. Holy fuck, holy Well, I hope you all enjoyed that, 'cause I sure fucking did. Thank you so much for the questions. Let me check OnlyFans. Let me see. Okay. Well, there was nothing on there, so I am happy to report that I am done with my Q&A. Thank you so much for listening and for just being here, and I hope you had a great time with me. And thank you also for all of the wonderful questions that I received. I really appreciate when you guys ask me questions. And I think that's it. I will be back to my regular schedule in October, so I'm excited to be doing that. I have some ideas. I also was wondering if anybody would be opposed to like a ramble, but like I know there's like limited word rambles, so like where you just have a phrase. And so I was thinking of doing a poll. What do you guys think? Yeah, let me know. All right then. Well, I hope you have a great day or night or whatever time it is, and I will talk to you all later. Kisses to all of you. I adore every single one of you. Bye.